I picked up the story on the latest outrage out of the Methodist world from our friend Bob Zimmerman at BehindTheBlack.com. SMU decides political displays must be hidden to avoid offending anyone, was the headline, and Zimmerman began the piece with, "The heckler's veto wins. SMU has ruled that all political displays must be moved to a less prominent location to avoid upsetting anyone. They've initiated the policy by making a memorial to 9/11 move." The Dallas Morning News had reported nearly 3,000 flags have been placed on SMU's Dallas Hall lawn every year since 2010, but the group responsible for the display, Young Americans for Freedom, was told it must be moved. That's right, they were told the display can be placed only on Morrison McGinnis Park, a less prominent location, informally known as MoMac Park. In a policy posted in July, SMU stated, "The university respects the right of all members of the SMU community to express their opinions. The university also respects the right of all members of the community to avoid messages that are triggering, harmful, or harassing. It is the policy of the university to protect the exercise of these rights," the news published. Zimmerman's on target with this summary. "The tragedy here is that this is being done at a university, demonstrating once again the bankrupt state of intellectualism. You can't have free speech if you insist that no one can be offended by it. The answer to free speech that offends you is more free speech to counter those ideas. But the people at SMU, why, they can't handle that. What a bunch of babies." I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.